finally today, college basketball fans, who's ready to go to San Antonio? Flaco Jimenez on accordion thinking about San Antonio. It is Final Four weekend. On the men's side, Cinderella surprised. Loyola Chicago takes on Michigan, and the Kansas Jayhawks will play Villanova. My bracket, totally busted, but I'll be watching the action anyway. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Udoka Azubuike is already in San Antonio. He's a big reason Kansas punched a ticket to the Final Four, and I mean big. He's 7 foot, 280 pounds. He's the center and grew up in Nigeria's Delta region. And he's got fans back home happy to go the extra mile to watch him play on Saturday.
Due to the difference in time zone, we always stay up early, you know, to watch some of these games. Those who have cable TV, you know, could watch via that through the ESPN channel.
Femi Adefeso is a sports reporter based in Lagos. He's been watching Udoka Azubuike play for years.
Udoka, he was just known simply for his rim protection and shot blocking, you know, ability, which he was really very good at, although he was about 6'9", 6'10", you know, at that time. But now, he seems to have grown. So I call him the baby Shaquille O'Neal. You know, he is in that paint. He always wants to go up strong, score buckets. Really, he has what it takes, you know, to dominate.
And Adefeso won't be the only Nigerian tuning into that Kansas-Villanova game.
Basketball in Nigeria is really huge. Football, or what the Americans call soccer, is actually the biggest sports in Nigeria. But basketball in recent times have grown in leaps and bounds. Apart from the fact that we have a few Nigerian stars in the NBA and the big leagues in Europe, our national teams have been giving us lots of joy. And Nigerians are just passionate about sports. Both the men's and the women's basketball league in Nigeria are well followed. It's really growing locally. There are lots of camps and clinics that go on, you know, year in, year out. So there are lots of kids in academies, always playing, always training. There are a few ballparks, you know, across Lagos where you have all of these local coaches, you know, teaching the fundamentals and the basics, you know, of basketball. So I must tell you, if you think football is number one, basketball is really very close to it.
According to Adefeso, these days lots of young Nigerian kids are watching Azubuike and following in his footsteps.
As a fan of basketball, it's a joy to see a lot of these kids start early, especially the ones who, of course, left from Nigeria to go into the U.S. And how they're able to catch up is phenomenal. You see those guys and you're like very proud, you know, to be a Nigerian basketball fan. You know, it's amazing the number of Nigerian talents, you know, that are in the NCAA, both Division One and Division Two, and how well they're doing. You know, so it gives us pride, you know, as Nigerians, that we have people who are representing us at the world stage. And to know that someone like Udoka is playing in the Final Four, I wish him all the best. I just hope, you know, he stays injury-free and hopefully get drafted, you know, by one of the good teams in the NBA in the near future.
And one last cool thing to note, Azubuike's mother Florence won't be watching the game on TV. That's because she managed to get a visa and a flight to San Antonio. This will be the first time she's seen her son play a college game in person. That's The World on this Friday. Our own theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Take us to the weekend, Flaco. Is anybody going to San Antonio?